This is Tape 3, Side 1, reading the Small Talk Plus Owner's Manual. Continuing on page 4-2 with 1.2, Quick Start. To begin using TermTalk, first connect your modem to the RS-232C port on Small Talk Plus's back panel. This is the outermost of the two large circular sockets as viewed from the rear. This socket is labeled RS-232C. This is the same socket that is used for connecting optional printers. As with a printer, you'll next need to select the proper baud rate and communication protocol using the communications function keys at the top right of Smalltalk Plus's keyboard. Refer back to section 9 of the word processor manual for a complete description of these keys and their settings. For right now, however, try 300 baud, no parity, 8 data bits, and one stop. All that's left is to turn the RS-232C port on/off switch to the on position. This switch is located directly above the time, date, function key. Push this switch to the right to enable the port. You're ready. Select T from Smalltalk Plus system menu. When you select the terminal feature, TermTalk will greet you by identifying itself, and then it will effectively disappear, leaving you in terminal mode. There are no additional commands needed, nor are there any menus to work through. Communications with remote computers are immediately possible. Let's make a call. The procedure to use here will depend on the particular type of modem you're using. See Section 2, More About Modems and Data Transmission. For this example, however, we'll assume you're using a Hayes or Hayes-compatible smart modem. TermTalk has a special dial command for use with smart modems. Type Command D. You'll be prompted for the phone number to be dialed. Enter the number and press the return key. Now all you have to do is wait for the remote system to answer. When it does, simply use Smalltalk Plus's keyboard to log on and begin communicating. 1.3, Voice Features. The voice features that are available for use with TermTalk fall into two groups: those voice features that are common to all applications, and those that are unique to TermTalk. In the first group, there are the usual features for controlling the screen and keyboard voices that you're already familiar with. Page 4-3. As is the case with each of Smalltalk Plus's built-in programs, you can use the voice function keys to set up any of the possible combinations in accordance with your personal preferences for use with TermTalk. If you want the information sent to your screen by the remote computer to be spoken as it is displayed, then be sure to have your screen voice turned on. If you want the characters that you type at the keyboard to be spoken, be sure to have your keyboard voice on. And of course, the Control X and Interruptibility features are also equally available for use with TermTalk. The voice features of Smalltalk Plus that are unique to the TermTalk application include both hotkeys and a complete review mode facility. Hotkeys are one-button commands that provide you with quick voice functions. These commands are not transmitted to the remote computer. The hotkeys give you a convenient way to get more information about the contents of the screen quickly. There are a total of 4 hotkeys used to invoke voice functions: Command L, line review; Command S, screen review; Command Space, cursor address; and Command R, review mode entry. We'll talk more about review mode momentarily. For now, try Command L, Command S, and Command Space. Remember that these commands don't transmit anything to the remote computer, and you can use them anytime. If you need more information spoken, say the line just above the cursor, or perhaps you'd like to read the top 2 lines of the screen letter by letter, you can enter the review mode. Review mode can be entered by typing Command R. When this command is issued, you enter a mode that allows you to freely scan the entire screen or any portion of it. While in this mode, none of the characters you type will be transmitted to the remote system. Only special review mode commands can be typed. All other keystrokes will be rejected. Most review mode commands are ones that you have used before with the other applications. All of the cursoring commands available with WordTalk are available in TermTalk's review mode. The complete list is Control H, backspace; Control U, front space; Control K, up a line; Control J, down a line; Command Control H, previous word; Command Control U, next word; Command Control K, top of screen; and Command Control J, bottom of screen. In addition to these commands, the return key will move you down to the next line and read that new line. Finally, as with WordTalk, you can use Control L to review the current line and Control S to read the entire screen. And of course, the Control X momentary silence key is always at your command. Page 4-4. Moving to a specific line on the screen with TermTalk is a breeze. All you do is enter the desired line number. Note that you always need to enter two digits, for example, 01 for line 1, 02 for line 2, 15 for line 15, and so on. Anytime you want to move your review cursor directly to a specific line, just enter the number of the line. Your cursor will be moved to that line immediately. Lastly, the Command Space command is also active in screen review. When you have finished using review mode, you can exit and return to your session with the remote computer by typing the escape key. The remote computer will be waiting there for you, totally unaware of the venture off into the review mode. 1.4, to disconnect or not to disconnect. As we said in the introduction to this section, you can leave TermTalk while in a communications session with the remote computer to use Smalltalk Plus's other applications. Anytime that you are online, you can simply press the menu key and select a different application. For example, you may want to use the word processor to take a message or a note while you're having a session with TermTalk. Just use the menu key and select word processing. TermTalk will not disconnect you from the remote computer. You can use the word processor freely, and when you're finished with it, press the menu key and select the terminal. You'll go right back to your session with the remote system, and it won't know that you ever left. Anytime that you want, you can leave the session this way to use the other applications without fear of losing your remote connection. Just be careful that the remote computer doesn't get tired of waiting and log you off while you're gone. To deliberately disconnect yourself from a remote system, use the Command Q command. This command is only valid with Haze-compatible smart modems. You can also effectively drop the connection between TermTalk and a remote computer by turning Smalltalk Plus's RS-232C port off with the on-off switch. Page 4-5. 1.5. Uploading and downloading. Transferring information to and from TermTalk is wonderfully simple. The simplicity is in the integration of TermTalk with WordTalk. TermTalk can access the 20K of memory held by WordTalk. The contents of WordTalk's memory can be uploaded to a remote computer, and information from a remote computer can be downloaded and even merged into WordTalk's memory space. Downloading is the process of capturing information sent by a remote system for use later while your computer is offline. Text that is being downloaded is displayed and spoken as usual, but it is also being stored in a buffer, a holding place for information. This buffer is actually the memory that WordTalk uses as space for text. To begin capturing the remote communication, enter the Command B command. This command will turn the buffering mechanism on. With the buffer on, all the characters sent to you from the remote system will be shared with the buffer. Also, while the buffer is on, all of the characters that you type are likewise shared with the buffer. If you download text into WordTalk's memory space and it already contains existing text, the new information being buffered will be added to the end of the existing text. To turn the buffering of remote communications off, enter the Command B command again. The buffering activity will be terminated. The WordTalk memory space provided for by Smalltalk Plus can hold up to 20K of text. This means that the maximum amount of information that can be downloaded at once is 20K. To circumvent this minor limitation, divide the information to be downloaded up into segments of 20K or less. Then download each segment, go into WordTalk and save the segment on tape, and download and save the next one, and so on. Uploading text to a remote computer is even easier than downloading. At any time, you can transmit the contents of WordTalk's memory to a remote system with the Command T command. When this command is issued, the text from the word processor's memory space is sent to the remote system line by line. Each line will be displayed and spoken as it is transmitted, just as if you're typing it. Once the transmission has been started, it will continue until all of the text in memory has been sent. You may want to use the Control X command to speed this process along. Page 4-6. One way to take advantage of the integration between TermTalk and WordTalk is to use WordTalk to create and edit your text while your Smalltalk Plus is offline. You can save a fortune by preparing text before connecting to a remote system. Create the text in advance and then, when online, transmit the contents of the word processor's memory. Here's an example of how uploading and downloading can be used when used in combination. Let's say that you want to forward an annotated piece of electronic mail to another party. You could capture the original mail in WordTalk's memory, leave the session to use the word processor to make the annotations, and then return to the session and transmit this entire text to another person. 1.6. TermTalk commands. TermTalk has no menus. All of its commands are one-button functions. These include the voice features that you saw earlier in the manual, dial, answer, file transfer commands, and more, as we'll be discussing here. All of the various TermTalk commands are combination keystrokes involving the command key. This key is located just to the left of the spacebar. This is a complete list of all the commands available anytime that you're using TermTalk. A built-in reference card can be accessed by typing command O. Think of the O as standing for options. You'll find that most of TermTalk's commands use keys whose names are easily to relate to the command's functions. We'll explain each command in the following paragraphs. Command A. This command will set up a smart modem for auto answer. The modem will then answer the phone and make connection automatically. Command B. This is the command to use to capture the communications between you and the remote computer in WordTalk's memory. Command B is a toggle switch that will turn on the buffering of information and turn it off again. You'll find this facility handy for downloading text from remote systems. Command C. This is used to clear the virtual 80-column-by-24-line screen kept for you by TermTalk. You'll find this command handy when communicating with TTY systems such as CompuServe to keep your screens clear and more manageable. Command D. This is your auto-dial facility. When issued, you are prompted for a phone number to be dialed. After the return key is pressed, the phone number along with the Hayes Smart Modem command is sent to your modem. You can use other Hayes-compatible command characters entered with the digits of the phone number. The last number entered is stored by TermTalk and will be offered as a default when the Command D command is used. Command E. Both full and half-duplex communications are enabled by this command. Command E turns echo mode on/off. It usually should be kept off. This is the proper choice for full-duplex communications. When echo mode is on, each key you type will be displayed on your screen immediately by TermTalk. Command L. Here's the hotkey for reading the current line. The entire line will be read when this command is issued. Command Q. With a Hayes-compatible smart modem, this command can be used to send the disconnect code to the modem. The modem will respond by hanging up the phone. Your session with the remote computer will be terminated. Command R. This command takes you into review mode. In this mode, the virtual screen can be freely scanned. Use the escape key to exit review mode and return to your session. Command S, another voice feature. This is the screen review hotkey. When you type this command, the entire virtual screen will be read. Command T, the transmit command. When this command is issued, the contents of WordTalk's memory will be transmitted to the remote computer. If your screen voice is on, the text will be read as it is transferred. This command is used to upload text. Command X. Since the Control X key is used system-wide as a quiet key, Command X provides you a way to transmit a Control X to a remote system. If a remote application ever needs a Control X, type Command X, and the desired character will be transmitted. Page 4-8. Command Z. Since the Control Z key is used system-wide as a way to zap the keyboard buffer to clear unwanted characters, Command Z provides you a way to transmit a Control Z to a remote system. If a remote application ever needs a Control Z, type Command Z and the desired character will be transmitted. Command Space. This command will announce the current location of the cursor. The address will be announced as CX, where X is the column the cursor is in, followed by LY, where Y is the line location. Lastly, don't forget the Command O command. The complete command reference list is available anytime. 1.7. Summary. We've gone through a lot in this section. First, we introduced you to TermTalk and described many of its features. We showed you how to connect your smart modem to your SmallTalk Plus and how to dial out to a remote computer. We described the various voice and screen review features available to you in TermTalk. We showed you how to upload and download files from the remote computer and how you can switch to your other application programs and back without losing your connection. You learned how to disconnect SmalltalkPlus from the remote computer, and we ended this session with a complete listing of all of TermTalk commands. That's a lot to learn, and you should be proud of your growing expertise with your SmalltalkPlus computer. Page 4-9. Section 2. More about modems and data transmission. 2.1. Introduction. In this section, we will learn about the various types of modems and the ways they will interface with SmalltalkPlus. We will describe baud rates, data formats, duplex, and the XON-XOFF protocol. We will describe how your SmalltalkPlus will emulate a VT100 terminal and how you can link your SmalltalkPlus to an IBM PC. We will conclude the section with a few miscellaneous features. 2.2. XON-XOFF protocol. From time to time, one or the other of two computers connected in a communications session will likely send more information than the other machine can digest all at once. For this reason, a standard method is employed to allow either machine to ask the other to wait. After a requesting machine has caught up, it can then ask the sender to continue. This facility is known as XON-XOFF protocol. TermTalk utilizes this standard method for preventing data loss, as do most other telecommunications systems. XON-XOFF protocol requires support by each computer in the connection. Here's an example of the usage. The communications buffer used internally by TermTalk will hold a maximum of 2K of data. This is the space required to hold one full screen of information. This means that TermTalk can accept an entire screen of information at once without stopping. If, however, a longer burst of data was to be received, TermTalk would ask the sending system to wait while the first screen was accepted, displayed, and even spoken. TermTalk would do this by sending the XOFF command to the remote system. Assuming the remote computer recognized the protocol, it would stop transmitting data and wait patiently until commanded to resume. Once TermTalk caught up, it would then send the XON command to the remote computer to request that it continue transmitting. The reverse of this scenario could also transpire from time to time, with the remote computer making start-stop requests, and TermTalk would perform accordingly. Page 4-10. Don't have to concern yourself with these interactions. The two computers will work it out for themselves without requiring that you even know it is going on. Just be aware of the issue and note that TermTalk Plus has what it takes. 2.3. Your modem. TermTalk will work with virtually any modem operating at any speed between 300 and 4800 baud. A modem is the device used to permit computers to communicate with one another over the public telephone system. The device connects to SmalltalkPlus through the RS-232C interface located on SmalltalkPlus's back panel. The modem then connects to the telephone line either directly or via a telephone handset. Modems come in a variety of shapes and sizes, but all modems have a specific rate at which they communicate information. This rate is known as baud rate. Many modems have more than one rate available, typically a 300 and 1200 baud combination. TermTalk is capable of communicating at up to 4800 baud, although most modems are not. What's important for you to know about baud rate is that each device involved in a connection must agree to use the same one. You should generally choose the fastest available possibility. To determine the proper baud rate to use, first consider what is available on the remote computer you plan to communicate with. 300 and 1200 baud are usually offered by mainframe computers and information services, and even higher rates might be available. Your modem is next to consider. What is its maximum rate? Remember that SmalltalkPlus will operate at up to 4800 baud, so your modem will probably determine the ultimate rate that can be used. Once you've made the baud rate determination, set SmalltalkPlus's baud rate key to the chosen rate. You might encounter some erratic splitting up of words at 300 baud. Sometimes the voice system within SmalltalkPlus will begin to speak before a complete word or phrase is received. The voice system usually waits for a carriage return to trigger the voice function, but after waiting for a certain amount of time, it will speak the characters that it has collected regardless. It is this mechanism that ensures you that all prompts received from a remote system are always spoken, even when they are not terminated by a carriage return. The splitting that may occur should not be disturbing. Faster baud rates are not at all affected. Page 4-11. 2.4. Data format. As with baud rate, in order for two computers to communicate with one another, they must each agree on the format of the data communicated. Unlike baud rate considerations, data format is strictly between the remote computer and Smalltalk Plus. Your modem is usually not involved. There are three elements to be considered with regard to data format: parity, number of data bits, and number of stop bits. Although there are many possible combinations of these three parameters, you'll probably find the Smalltalk Plus's default settings are acceptable with most remote systems. The defaults are no parity, 8 data bits, and 1 stop bit. If you have trouble establishing proper communications with the remote machine, and you have first checked your cabling, your modem, and your baud rate, then you may have a need for a data format different than the default settings. Should you suspect a problem here, consult the operator of the remote system and change Smalltalk Plus's settings to match. 2.5. Half versus full duplex. Yet another issue involved in telecommunications is that of duplex. Basically, there are two choices, half or full duplex. Here again, the issue is between the computers, and they will need to agree. In full duplex, each character that you type is sent to the remote computer, and then it sends it back to you for display. In half duplex, the characters that you transmit to the remote system are not sent back. TermTalk must see that they are displayed. By default, TermTalk assumes full duplex communications. To change to half duplex, type Command E. The Command E command enables echo mode. This command has a toggle action switching echo mode on and off again. When echo mode is on, each character that you type is directly displayed on your screen without any input from the remote computer. Most always, you'll want to leave TermTalk in full duplex, that is, with echo mode off. Usually, you'll only need echo mode on when communicating with some personal computers which utilize half duplex. Sometimes, when communicating in full duplex, you may occasionally hear a character that you've typed spoken twice. This is assuming that you use the keyboard echo feature of Smalltalk Plus. If this should become a problem, page 4-12. Simply turn the keyboard voice off. You will still hear the characters that you type as full duplex has them coming back to your screen from the remote system. 2.6. Types of modems. As we said earlier, modems come in many various forms. There are, however, fundamentally only three important categories: acoustic couplers, direct connect, and smart modems. Smart modems are always direct connect modems. That is, the first qualification to be considered smart is to be capable of direct connection. Most direct connect modems are smart, but some older models may not possess the slightest degree of intelligence. Let's first discuss acoustic couplers and then explore the additional uses of direct connect and smart modems. Many years ago, most all modems were of the acoustic coupling variety. This type of modem connects to your computer in the usual fashion, but doesn't actually connect directly to the phone line. Instead, this type of modem requires that the handset of an ordinary telephone be used to bring the computer into communication. An acoustic coupler has two rubber cups arranged to receive the speaker and the microphone of the handset. The modem can then listen to the tones heard from the earpiece of the handset and make tones for pickup by the microphone in the handset. The telephone line and the modem are acoustically coupled, hence the term. To use an acoustic coupler, you must dial the remote computer manually and wait for it to answer. Then when you hear the carrier tone made by the remote system, you place the handset in the modem's rubber cups and turn the modem on. Your acoustic coupler will hear the carrier tone offered by the remote system and respond, establishing a connection. When you have completed your call, remove the handset from the modem and hang up the phone. To receive a call from a remote computer when using an acoustic coupler, you must manually wait for the phone to ring and answer it yourself. After answering the call, place the handset in the rubber cups and turn the modem on. This will establish the connection. Acoustic couplers are not widely used these days due to the greater convenience of the direct connect modems we'll discuss shortly. But an acoustic... Page 4-13. Coupler is still today a good choice for users that frequently travel and stay overnight in hotel-motel rooms. These rooms typically do not have provisions for connecting directly to the phone line. With an acoustic coupler, you can count on communicating with remote systems from any standard telephone. Direct connect modems will attach directly to the telephone jack on your wall and share the telephone line with your phone. Of course, only one of you can use the line at a time. Since the standard RJ11C modular phone jack has only one connection, you may want to purchase a splitter available at telephone sales outlets and Radio Shack stores. A splitter turns a single connection into two, one for the phone and one for your direct connect modem. As stated earlier, not all direct connect modems are smart modems. To use a direct connect modem that has no smarts, first use the telephone manually to dial the remote system. When it answers, set the voice data switch on your modem to data and hang the phone up. This will establish a connection. When you have completed your call, set the voice data switch back to the voice position. To receive a call from a remote computer, you must wait for the phone to ring and answer it yourself when it does. After answering the call, set the voice data switch on the modem to the data position and hang up the phone. Your connection will then be established. The basic characteristics of a smart modem is its ability to dial numbers automatically. The feature is referred to as auto-dial. Likewise, a smart modem can answer incoming calls automatically. This is called auto-answer. In order to take advantage of a smart modem's features, it must be sent commands. TermTalk will send modem commands to utilize the auto-dial and auto-answer features, as well as the disconnect feature. Take note that all modems don't use the same commands for these features. TermTalk employs the commands standardized by the DC Hayes smart modem family of products. Most modems from other manufacturers recognize the Hayes standard. Presuming that your modem is Hayes compatible, you can dial numbers right from SmallTalk Plus's keyboard. Type the TermTalk command, command D. You will be prompted for the number to be dialed. Once a phone number has been entered, press the return key to initiate the call. Note that TermTalk will remember the number you entered and offer it as a default the next time you use the command D command. If you accept the default, simply press the return key to initiate the call. Use the Control H backspace key to delete the characters of an unwanted default. After you initiate the call, your connection will be established automatically. When you have finished communicating with the remote computer, page 4-14. You can hang up the phone line by typing Command Q. This will instruct TermTalk to send the modem the disconnect command. To use the auto answer feature, type Command A and TermTalk will announce auto answer. The appropriate command will be sent to the modem and the system will wait for the phone to ring. It will be answered automatically and the connection will be established. For most any of the modems that we've discussed here, our SmallTalk Plus number 706 cable should be used to connect the modem to SmallTalk Plus. If your modem requires a custom cable, contact your dealer or refer to Appendix G of this manual for information on wiring a cable for yourself. 2.7 VT100 Emulation and IBM PC Access. Before the advent of personal computers and even before computer terminals, teletype machines carried information to remote locations. Since the receiving machine was typically a device that printed what it received on paper, the teletype information was sent line by line. As computer technology has evolved, the typical device used to receive and transmit data between machines has become the terminal. An important difference between the capabilities of a teletype, TTY printer, and a computer terminal is that the terminal uses a video monitor to display information on rather than using paper. The video monitor can accept data and instructions about where to locate this data. This allows information to be displayed in fully formatted screens. Although the old TTY method usually works best with voice access systems, it isn't always an option with mainframe computers, particularly those used in business and education. In order to accommodate these situations, TermTalk will accept both data and instructions about its intended location. The instructions that TermTalk recognizes are those used by the DEC VT100 terminals. A remote computer can position the cursor on TermTalk's virtual 80-column by 24-line screen at any possible location. Each character received by TermTalk can be accompanied by an instruction specifying its location. The remote computer can also send an instruction to clear TermTalk's virtual screen. TermTalk will emulate a VT100's keyboard as well as its screen. Since a VT100's keyboard has many more keys than Smalltalk Plus's keyboard, some VT100 keys have been simulated by using some of Smalltalk Plus's ordinary. Page 4-15. Keys in conjunction with the command key. Refer to Appendix F for a complete list of those additional VT100 keys that have been simulated. Most mainframe systems will know how to instruct VT100 terminals. Before you begin using full-screen-oriented applications on a remote mainframe, tell it that you are using a VT100. This is usually done through some configuration or setup facility offered by the mainframe. You don't need to do anything special with TermTalk. It is always prepared to accept VT100 instructions. The new Smalltalk Plus talking notebook can be used as an access system on the IBM PC and other PC compatibles. This approach can give you even greater access to PC software than the conventional methods. The conventional access systems have limitations related to the techniques employed by PC software for displaying information on the PC screen. Many popular software products for the PC write information directly to the video buffer instead of using the service routines provided by DOS. This common technique unfortunately bypasses the conventional access system's attempts to capture video information. Although products such as ScreenTalk Pro have special provisions for dealing with this problem, often direct interactions are not totally enabled. With Smalltalk Plus's TermTalk program as an access system, this problem is circumvented entirely. First, realize that there are programs available for the PC that support the use of a remote terminal for operating the PC. In particular, Remote from MicroStuff allows you to use your PC from any location with virtually any terminal device. Smalltalk Plus through TermTalk is your talking terminal. With the remote program running on a PC, you can connect Smalltalk Plus directly and assume complete control over the operations of the PC. You can use your talking terminal to run many popular programs such as Lotus 123, DBase, WordStar, and others. The remote program has a special provision for handling those PC programs that bypass DOS screen services. With a setup such as this, even Lotus 123 will speak interactively. The remote program is available from Computer Aids Corporation. The special cable used to connect Smalltalk Plus as a terminal directly to the PC is also available. See Appendix G for information on building this cable for yourself. We recommend that Remote be configured for a VT100 terminal, 4800 baud, and no activity timeout. To enable the special provision for capturing screen information from Lotus and others as described above, use the escape equals command of Remote. Clear the PC screen with the CLS command. Page 4-16. Before using Remote, the escape equals. This command turns on and off what Remote calls screen mode. When in the mode, the PC display is examined for change many times each second. When a change is detected, that different information is sent to the terminal. Note that screen mode's examinations of the screen take time, and you might notice a very slight degradation in the processing speed of the PC. When it is not needed, keep screen mode off. 2.8. Miscellaneous additional features. A talking backspace feature has been included with TermTalk. This feature is only available when the keyboard voice is on. When the Control-H command is issued, the remote computer will be sent the backspace command and the character to the left of the cursor location will be voiced. In the course of working with applications programs running remotely, you likely come upon screens that are decorated with sequences of repeating characters. These repeating characters are usually some punctuation symbols used to make borders around the screen. It can get quite tiresome listening to up to 80 of these characters read one after another. TermTalk has provisions for eliminating this annoyance. Any time that three or more characters repeat in sequence, TermTalk will suppress the reading of all but the first three. After reading the three, a message will be voiced informing you of the total number of characters in the sequence. When typing with TermTalk, you will notice a beep that sounds when you reach column 72. This is similar to the beep of a typewriter letting you know that you have nearly reached the end of the current line. you'll find this feature useful when entering, editing text on a remote system. 2.9, summary. Well, you've done it. You've learned how to use TermTalk. You now know just how powerful an application is, and you realize that its uses are limited only by your needs and your imagination. So go to it. And above all, enjoy. Part 5, Basic. Part 5, Basic Programming. Table of Contents. Section 1, Basic Programming. 1.1, Introduction, 5-1. 1.2, Entering Basic, 5-1. 1.3, Exiting Basic, 5-2. 1.4, Addressing the Voice, 5-2. 1.5, Summary, 5-3. Section 2, Files and Basic. 2.1, Introduction, 5-4. 2.2, Downloading Programs, 5.5-4. 2.3, Other Notes, 5-4. 2.4, Summary, 5-5. Page 5-1. Section 1, Basic Programming. 1.1, Introduction. Smalltalk Plus is actually a fully programmable computer with Microsoft Basic in firmware. You can write your own programs for Smalltalk Plus and make them talk. In this section, we'll show you how this is done. If you are serious about using Basic, we highly recommend that you read the Epson manuals that we've provided for this purpose. 1.2, Entering Basic. Before entering Basic, you should press Smalltalk Plus's reset button and then go through the initialization procedure given in Part 1, Introducing Smalltalk Plus. Then from the System menu, type Control-B. Welcome to Basic. Before you begin, there are two more steps necessary in preparation. First, enter the Basic command login2, L-O-G-I-N space 2. Press Return after the command. Lastly, enter memset 4100. M-E-M-S-E-T space 4100, and again press return. Now you're ready to go. The steps that you've performed before beginning ensure that important operating system memory areas are protected from Basic programs and variables. To maintain this protection, do not use the Basic title command. Also, do not log in and use partition 1. If you have a Basic program already written and saved on tape, go ahead and load the program and run it. Page 5-2. 1.3. Exiting Basic. When you finished using Basic, you should reset and initialize Smalltalk Plus as you did when you were preparing to enter. This is necessary to be sure Smalltalk Plus will return properly to normal operation. 1.4. Addressing the Voice. It's easy to make Basic programs. Use the built-in voice synthesizer. This is just matter of installing a latch for the keyboard input and a second latch for the screen output. Use the following program at the beginning of your programs. 9000 REM, this routine sets up the synthesizer. 9010 POKE ampersand H6BB, ampersand H60. 9015 POKE ampersand H6BC, ampersand H18. 9020 POKE ampersand H6C1, ampersand H60. 9025, POKE ampersand H6C2, ampersand H15. 9030, POKE ampersand H6A1, ampersand H60. 9035, POKE ampersand H6A2, ampersand H18. 9040, POKE ampersand H6A5, ampersand HF. 9045, POKE ampersand H6A6, 0. 9050, 4I equals 0211, read A, POKE ampersand HF00 plus I, A, next. 9055, open quote O, number sign 1, SCRN, quote. 9060, data ampersand H86, ampersand HD, ampersand H BD, comma, ampersand H60, comma, ampersand H15, comma, ampersand HBD, comma, ampersand HA9. 9065, data, ampersand H69, comma, ampersand HBD, comma, ampersand H60, comma, ampersand H12, comma, ampersand H39. 9070, return. After the above latching instructions are merged into the beginning of your program, all basic statement that ask your for keyboard input will provide a voice response for each key as it is typed. To have output spoken, all that's necessary is to open a file for output assigned to the device named scrn colon and print to this open file. The following program listing demonstrates this. Page 5-3. 10. Go sub 9000 colon rem setup speech params. 20. MSG dollar equals quote enter your name colon quote colon go sub 1000. 30. Input n dollar sign. 40. MSG dollar equals quote your name is quote plus n dollar colon go sub 1000. 50. End. 1000. Rem this routine will speak and print MSG dollar. 1010. Print MSG dollar. 1015. Print number 1, comma, MSG dollar. 1020. Return. 1.5. Summary. Using BASIC is quite simple. Be sure to read the Epson manual. Here we've shown you how to enter and exit the BASIC programming language. We've also shown you what you'll need to do in order to have the programs you write use the voice. This is the end of Side 1, Tape 3 of the Smalltalk Plus Owner's Manual. The reading will be continued on the next side.